Welcome to Shomar Shavuot and Daf Shir sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yakasholim and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Moed Katan Daf Chof. In this Daf and the next Dafim, throughout basically till the end of the Masechta, we're going to find that there's three main times that we have regarding a mace. When you have a velus, when a person's nifter, there's three specific times that one refers to. One is Shloisha, the other is Shiva, the other is Shloishi. 3 days from the death, 7 days, and then 30 days. And we have chumras that happen in the first 3 days. In this daf, we'll see there's a shita that holds that you have to have at least 3 days before the regular in order to mevatel the avelus. Like, come on, the Gemara is going to say about the oval doesn't speak to anybody the first 3 days. Then you have the 7 days, the shiva yimei avelus. And then you have the shloishim, where there you have an isur of doing kibus and doing haircuts. The Ma'aral Chidushi HaGodes Bo Metzion, Dav Peivov, when the Gemara speaks there about the Ptira of Rabba, there the Ma'aral goes to explain what is the idea of the 3, the 7, and the 30. So the Ma'aral explains that Adam has three levels to him. His lower level is called the Chomer. Above that he has what's called the Nefesh Chiyuni. And above that is called Tzelem Elokim. In later Sfarim, we find what corresponds to what Chazal explained to us, that this is what's called Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh is the lowest part of the Neshama, and that even a behemoth has a Nefesh, Nefesh Chayah. That's what's called the Chomer. That's really what operates the body. Above that, what the Maharal calls Nefesh Chiyuni, is the Ruach, as the Vilna Gaon explained, that's the Adam, that's the Adam himself, how he operates. He's in a higher level in his body. And above that, you have the neshama. And the neshama is the gedusha that comes from above, and that's what the Ma'aral calls Tzelem Elokim. Says the Ma'aral, in the first 3 days, that's when the lower part leaves the body. The Ma'aral quotes the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuvnanah that says that after 3 days, kreisur shel odom nifkas, his stomach, so to speak, implodes. The Yerushalmi, here in our Masechta, and also the Medrash says, that for 3 days, the Nefesh of the Adam is waiting. Maybe he's going to go back to the body. But after 3 days, when the body becomes unable to accept the Nefesh, then the Nefesh, so to speak, gives up. So that lower part takes 3 days to separate from the body. Then comes the Nefesh Chiyuni, which is the Ruach, and that takes 7 days. This is the Ma'aral brings there the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf from base in the bottom. The Gemara says, "Omar Avchizdo Nafshe Shel Odom Misabeles Olov Kol Shiva." This is a velus of the higher level of Neshama of Adam. The Gemara there calls it Nefesh. We call it Ruach, which means that part takes 7 days. We mourn that part for 7 days, and afterwards comes the Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim is a 30-day period of separation. The Ma'aral brings an example that when a person doesn't see his friend for 30 days, he says Shechiyonu. He's coming to greet the Tzelem Elokim, which takes 30 days to separate and to leave. And also here, the Tzelem Elokim takes 30 days to go out. Says the Ma'aral, that's the reason that for 30 days, you can't do Gihutz or Tispoiris. Because washing the clothing and taking a haircut, that's the Yoifi, the beauty of the Tzelem Elokim of Adam. And that's why for 30 days we have a velus on that part of the neshama that takes 30 days to leave. So the Ma'aral is telling us that Shloisha Shiva Shloishim is connected the lower, middle, higher part of the gilui of the neshama of Adam and how we mourn when it leaves. And even though these are deep concepts we don't understand as much, but there are keys to understand the sugya. So for the example, and what the Gemara tells us in this daf, that during the first 7 days, we're going to have nichum avelim, even though we're not going to have a velus if it falls on the regular. If the 7 days correspond to how long it takes the neshama to leave the body, it makes a lot of sense that the 7 days doesn't depend if you have a regular or not. So the nichum avelim belongs to the fact that neshama left. Our minig of avelus that Chazal gave us, that we do a little later, that we could be noeg later. Another example from our daf is the fact that after 30 days, we do only 1 day of Elus. Shmur Rechoik is only 1 day. Because after 30 days, the Neshama completely leaves the body. So we have less of an inyan to do Minhoge Elus at that time. there's a key that kedai to know when we learn the sugyas of Avelus. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.